Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Eric Boonder, the Vice President of Business Development with Starnet. Eric, how you doing?
Very good, Kemp.
It's good to talk to you. I've caught you up at your house in Grand Rapids, and you're telling me it's snowing up there this morning, so you're having a little late snow.
It's been a cold April, so we're looking forward to spring finally kicking into gear here.
I was talking to you over the course of the last couple of weeks about an article we're working on for the May issue, and I appreciate your help on it. It's around infection control on the floor care side of the Starnet business. But while I was been talking to you, you gave me a good perspective, and I wanted to share it with our audience as far as what effect this virus-induced slowdown has had on the Starnet members, and then what your expectations are for the next couple of months. So fill us in on that, if you would.
Yeah, the slowdown has been severe in certain pockets of North America, mm-hmm. and we cover North America. Our Canadian members, of which we have 18, have pretty much been shut down. So their business has been tough in April, especially.
Yeah.
We're also seeing tough times in Boston, New York, San Francisco, where business is down, 80, 90%. Those areas have been hit very, very hard. Different parts of the country are faring better. Kind of the Midwest is doing well outside of Michigan. Denver area has been good. Texas has been keeping a lot of their installation crews going. So the vast majority of our membership is probably running between 50 and 60% capacity at this point. So that's still a big hit for a business, but they're keeping their installers busy, and their quoting activity has been pretty good even across the country where the complete shutdown is. Now, our expectations going forward, start to see a couple states that open up more than they have been. We've talked to a member in California. They're expected to be going in May, and most of our membership is hoping that we'll be at near 100% installation capacity by early June.
Mm-hmm. How about that? I mean, that's just around the corner. I mean, I know that means we've got a tough May yet to come, but 6 weeks from now, the Starnet membership overall is expecting to be back up to 100%, is what you're thinking.
That's the expectations, and a lot of our folks are hoping to be going in May because there's a lot of pent-up work that's going to need to be caught up on. So the further it goes along, the more difficult it's going to be to catch up on the work, especially as our industry continues to work on a tight labor market, and the skilled installers is going to be a key element to go through the summer.
Now, I should probably point out, most people know what Starnet is. It's a cooperative of commercial flooring contractors, and I believe there's about 175 members now, right? Something like that?
Yeah, we're up to, I believe the number is 185 members with 320 locations.
Just to, I guess, mirror what you're saying, those members that aren't doing well, it's just two factors. One is whether or not they're considered an essential business by the governor, and that's been controversial. And secondly is the incident rate of the virus. I mean, the area like the Northeast has a lot of the virus. Things have slowed down more severely, right?
Yeah, that's true. In fact, we hear in the Northeast, the installers have very little interest in going on job sites. They're concerned for their safety, and there's other parts of the country where they feel more secure and the installation crews are more comfortable working on the job sites. Now, across the country, the membership's doing a good job with social distancing and utilizing masks and implementing the hand washing and driving individually to the job site. So, it certainly has changed the business that way across the country.
Now, when you first came to Starnet, your sole focus was this floor care business. Now, you've taken on more responsibilities, but let's talk about floor care for a minute. As I mentioned a minute ago, it's become a heightened service area thanks to the virus, because one of the things that the maintenance arms of some of these commercial contractors, they're in higher demand for this infection control. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we have approximately 60 locations that have a floor care business within their commercial flooring contracting business, and part of that service is what we call infection control. We utilize a product mostly called Vital Oxide, and there's some other very good products we use too. And many of our members have been providing this service since 2009, so we have some experience with this. Although the last month has been, such a big part of their business, they've probably done more infection control in the last month than they have in the last decade. But it's been an excellent revenue source for the floor care guys, especially in those areas where the installation has slowed down significantly. They have this business to, you know, generate some revenue and to keep their crews busy.
There's people out there now. I've gotten random spam emails because I've got flooring in my URL name where this company's out there showing up all over the place. And I guess you have a warning about that, don't you? You need to hire a professional to do this, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are just getting into the business. They're probably not using the correct equipment. They're using chemistry that isn't on the COVID-19 approved list by the government. Of course, where there's business, people are going to flock. But there is a correct way to do it, and it's best to get a professional who's been doing it with some experience.
Yeah. That's one other thing we wanted to talk about is how best practices have changed. What are we doing differently now in light of this virus and how we service our customers? Talk about that.
We have a best practice committee that's made up of about 15 owners, and we tackle the issues that are current and along with other areas of financial health and growing revenue, but certainly safety is in that category of best practices. And a couple of years ago, we worked very hard on the silica issue, and the COVID-19 reflects some of the strategies of the silica issue with putting together a program. We believe general contractors are going to be requiring documentation, you know, having a point person, a written program, daily documentation on the job sites. So the Best Practices Committee has done a good job providing these documents to our membership. So they're templates that our members can just plug in their logos. They can plug in the company name, the contact people. And there's other organizations across the construction industry that have done a good job of that. So in the last 4 weeks, there's been a flood of good content that's been delivered to our membership and to the construction industry in total. So Best Practices has been very, very busy the last 4 weeks. But these are the type of situations where it's good to be a part of a network like StarNet or the other networks that are out there to be able to utilize the knowledge and the service of a network to save time and to save, you know, attorney fees.
So you're taking each other's temperatures, you're using hand cleaners, you're using masks.
That's exactly right. The social distancing, the driving separately to job sites, reporting to the supervisors every day. You know, there's health questions on where you've been and what contacts you've had. Yeah. So that's exactly what we're doing. Yeah. It's that type of list that we go through every day.
All right, Eric. Well, I appreciate the update on what StarNet's been doing to react to the situation around the COVID virus. Again, we're talking to Eric Boonder, the Vice President of Business Development with StarNet, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.